Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have a heart to perceive.
I have a heart to perceive.
I'm really hearing you.
I'm really hearing you.
And I'm understanding you.
And I'm understanding you.
And I will comprehend.
And I will comprehend.
By the spirit of understanding.
By the spirit of understanding.
That this message.
That this message.
Is for me.
Is for me.
I'm going to be releasing a message from our Book of Destiny, Prayers and Declarations that Open the Courts of Heaven. So if you'll repeat together, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am opening now.
I am opening now.
The doors to enter in.
The doors to enter in.
Of the courts of heaven.
Of the courts of heaven.
Which is really why I'm here today.
Which is really why I'm here today.
It's to go forward.
It's to go forward.
In obedience.
In obedience.
To what you've called us to.
To what you've called us to.
The old is behind me.
The old is behind me.
And the new is ahead of me.
And the new is ahead of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What is written in our book is, or scroll, is according to his purpose. This means that God cannot get his purpose done on earth without his people reaching their destinies. This is the reason why the devil fights against us, so he might apprehend our destinies. We also see in Ephesians 2:10, telling us about God and his thoughts and our thought-out plan, God's thought-out plan. The scripture is, for we are his workmanship. Say, I am his workmanship.
I am his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
For good works.
For good works.
Which God prepared.
Which God prepared.
Beforehand.
Beforehand.
That I should walk in them.
That I should walk in them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice there are things we are to walk in that were prepared beforehand. This refers to our book or our scroll of destiny in heaven. When we are called to his workmanship, this is the Greek term poema, and it means something that is made. It also can refer to a work of art. The Greek word itself is the word from which we get the poem in our English language. God's works in us to fashion our desires to reflect what is written in our books and scrolls or scrolls. A poem has to be read in rhythm to get the full effect. When we step into our destiny, we will discover a rhythm of the spirit we sink into or line up to. Matthew 11:28-30. From the Message translation, makes some significant statements about discovering this rhythm. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Discovering the unforced rhythm of grace awakens us to being his workmanship. We begin to realize how we were made and what we were made for. The strife and frustration of life can cease. We begin to get into the rhythm of our destiny. And I remember several years ago of prophesying that God wanted to take us out of the grind of life and put us into the groove. What I understand was that I understood was that so many live in a striving posture. They are just grinding it out. God, however, wants us to live in His groove or niche. He desires us to be in place where life is easy and our burden is light. Even as I write this, I can sense the longing of the Lord to bring us into this place we were made for and He saw for us before time began. Say, before time began.
Before time began.
He had a plan. And He's in progression.
To download it to me.
I am hearing.
You're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
The second thing written in our book of destiny is the span of our life. What we are to accomplish. We are told the days were fashioned for us before there was any of them. Again, as I stated earlier, I think it's interesting that it doesn't say weeks, months, or years. It says days, or the details and specifics of our lives. God is not just in charge of the big picture, but is also helping us in our daily lives to fulfill what is written in our book. Every day, we should surrender our lives to His purpose. There may be a day that shifts us into a part of our destiny that is missed, can be catastrophic. I believe this is why the psalmist in Psalm 118, verses 22 to 24, spoke of the day of the Lord had made. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The day when Jesus, the rejected one, was declared and set as the chief cornerstone was the day the Lord had made. In other words, it was an appointed time for this to happen. That day changed the future of the earth and all its inhabitants. God also has a day He has made for me. These days are strategic times when you should shift into all that was written in your book. These days cannot be dismissed or missed. They are the Kairos moments of the Lord. Luke 19, verse 43 and 44 shows Jesus telling the nation of Israel what was going to happen because they miss this Kairos moment or time. Here's the scripture. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation. Say, I'm understanding, Lord.
I'm understanding, Lord.
You're visiting with me this morning.
You're visiting with me this morning.
You're on my case. And I like it.
And I like it.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Even if it's uncomfortable.
Amen?
Amen.
The word time is the Greek word kairos, and it means an occasion, a set or proper time. We normally think of a kairos moment as a time that God has ordained. In this time, you experience breakthrough or the future you were meant for. The nation of Israel, by not recognizing Jesus as Messiah, missed their time of visitation. The result was a future God never intended for them. Because they did not believe the revelation of who Jesus is, they lost what God intended for them. Jesus wept over them because of this. We too can miss that for which we were made and what is written in our book if we don't embrace the day that was fashioned for us before time began. May we be sensitive to the Holy Spirit so we never fall into this trap. Also, the days being fashioned for us speak of the length of our time on earth. It also speaks of the purpose and destiny connected to those days. God has ordained the length of our life so we can fulfill all that is written in our book. It is our job to discover what is in our book and to fulfill it. I believe we will be judged when we stand before the Lord by how much of our book was fulfilled. Say ouch.
Ouch.
The Bible teaches that we will each stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of our lives, and that's in 2 Corinthians 5:10. This judgment will be based not on whether we did good things, but on whether we did the God thing.
Amen.
For our lives. Did we fulfill what was assigned to us in our book? 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 15 speaks of the day of judgment. Here we go. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. So you see the choice you have? We must make sure that our works are gold, silver, and precious stone, so that they are preserved in the fire of his judgment. Wood, hay, and straw are not necessarily evil works. They can be good things, but were not what is written in our book. The Lord will reward only what is written in our book. May we discover all that is in our book and begin to live it out with a passion. I want my life to count for the kingdom of God and to be a part of seeing his purpose fulfilled in my earth and in the earth. I added my earth because it starts with me. Daniel 7:10 shows us the connection between the books of destiny in heaven and the courts of heaven. Here we go. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000,000 ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and the court was seated, and the books were opened. Is that clear?
Yes.
Notice that the court was seated and the books were open. The reason for this is twofold. First, the cases that are going to be presented are going to come from the books. Second, it will take the courtroom's operation to get what is in the books released fully on earth. This is because Satan uses legal things to stop us from getting all that is meant for us. We must know how to present our case in the courts from the book of destiny in heaven. We must learn how to fight for what we were made for in the courts. So the battle is in the
courts.
This occurred with Peter in the scripture in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. That's Luke 22, 31 and 32. We see the devil's strategies to stop Peter's influence. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers or your brethren." The word ask last is the Greek word, I hope I say this right, exultaome, and it means to demand for trial. Satan had an understanding of the purpose of God written in Peter's book. He knew if this weren't disrupted, Peter would impact the world with the power of the kingdom of God. Say ouch.
Ouch.
His strategy to hinder this was to take Peter to trial. Satan demanded a date in the courts to accuse Peter and bring the case he had against Peter. He was seeking a legal right to devour Peter and what was written in his book. We know that Jesus stood on behalf of Peter and secured the destiny of heaven had prescribed for Peter. Lest we dismiss our responsibility to do the same for others and ourselves, we should realize Jesus did this as a man and not as God. When Jesus walked the earth, he never did anything as God, but only as a man filled with God. Are you filled with God?
Amen.
All right. Philippians 2, verse 5 through 8, tells us that Jesus did not touch his divine abilities while living on earth. Even though he was God, he lived totally as a man. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus had to live fully as a man to redeem us. A man, Adam, had lost creation, and a man, Jesus, had to win it back. There's your exchange.
Wow. Yeah.
If Jesus ever touched his godhood during his time on the earth, his right to seek to be the Savior would have been forfeited. So again, he never did anything as God, but relegated to himself to function as a human, as we must. So you see, he's our example, but we get the download, and then we go forward.
Amen.
He lived totally as a man, filled with God through the Holy Spirit. Do you have the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
There you go. So when he prayed for Peter in the courts of heaven, he did this as a man. This means we too, as human beings, have access to the courts to perceive what is in our book of destiny and secure that destiny as well. Here is a prayer we can pray to begin to apprehend that which was foreordained for us before time began. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to stand. I want you to stand in a circle right around the altar, if you don't mind, or around me here. How about start right there? So there will be no one. I won't be looking at somebody's back. I remind you that this is an example. It might be uncomfortable, some of the words, but the Holy Spirit, who is recording what we are doing right now, is a witness. Amen?
Amen.
Say, the courts of heaven are open.
The courts of heaven are open.
And we're coming in.
And we're coming in.
In a special way.
In a special way.
And we humble ourselves.
And we humble ourselves.
To really declare.
To really declare.
This prayer.
This prayer.
In faith.
In faith.
To complete.
To complete.
Whatever needs to be done this day.
Whatever needs to be done this day.
In the courts of heaven.
In the courts of heaven.
So that I will be able.
So that I will be able.
To retrieve.
To retrieve.
Anything that was lost.
Anything that was lost.
Because of my lack of knowledge.
Because of my lack of knowledge.
Of my having a book.
Of my having a book.
In heaven.
In heaven.
With my name on it.
With my name on it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, as I come to stand before your courts.
Lord, as I come to stand before your courts.
I thank you that I have a book in heaven.
I thank you that I have a book in heaven.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That you thought of me.
That you thought of me.
Before time began.
Before time began.
And wrote my destiny.
And wrote my destiny.
And purpose in a book in heaven.
And purpose in a book in heaven.
As I stand before you.
As I stand before you.
I declare in your courts.
I declare in your courts.
I want all.
I want all.
That is in my book.
That is in my book.
I want to fulfill.
I want to fulfill.
My destiny.
My destiny.
That is connected.
That is connected.
To your purpose on the earth.
To your purpose on the earth.
Lord.
Lord.
That which you saw.
That which you saw.
Concerning me.
Concerning me.
Before time began.
Before time began.
I ask.
I ask.
That this might be.
That this might be.
My life.
My life.
I choose.
I choose.
That which you.
That which you.
Have chosen for me.
Have chosen for me.
As I stand before your courts.
As I stand before your courts.
Lord.
Lord,
I lay down my life.
I lay down my life
as best I can.
As best I can.
Through the power of your spirit.
Through the power of your spirit.
According to Romans 12:1.
According to Romans 12:1.
I present myself.
I present myself
as a living sacrifice.
As a living sacrifice.
Holy and acceptable to you.
Holy and acceptable to you.
I also that according to Ephesians 4:1,
that according to Ephesians 4:1,
I might have a walk worthy of the calling.
I might have a walk worthy of the calling
that was determined for me.
That was determined for me.
Written in the book of heaven.
Written in the book of heaven.
I also ask, Lord, that any case or accusation, the devil would have against me.
The devil would have against me.
Before your courts would be silenced by the blood of Jesus.
Would be silenced by the blood of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That your blood speaks for me.
That your blood speaks for me.
I agree.
With its testimony.
According to Hebrews 12.
According to Hebrews 12.
Verse 24. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
That your blood grants.
God the legal right
to forgive me
and to remember me
and to redeem me
for the purpose
that is in my book
just as Peter's destiny
and his purpose
was secured
from the courts of heaven
so Lord
I thank you
that my destiny is secured as well
Lord, I declare
before your courts
that I am your servant. So please use me.
I ask
that my life might count.
For the kingdom of God.
As is recorded in the book.
Of destiny in heaven.
Lord, I also ask.
According to Ephesians 2:10.
I might walk and live.
As your workmanship.
I realize, Lord.
That your grace makes me.
Your work of art.
And a display.
Of your splendor and glory.
I ask before your courts
that I would live in the rhythm of your grace.
I ask, Lord,
that you would take me
out of the grind of life
and put me into your groove. Lord, would you now
bring about my empowerment
through your spirit that from your strength
I could fulfill
that is written in the books
that is written in the books
of destiny for me.
Of destiny for me.
Lord, I desire.
Lord, I desire.
With great passion.
With great passion.
To fulfill your will.
To fulfill your will.
Please accept my request.
Please accept my request.
Before you.
Before you.
And let all that would resist.
And let all that would resist.
My petition.
My petition.
Be revoked.
Be revoked.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So much.
So much.
For loving me.
For loving me.
I look forward.
I look forward.
With expectation.
With expectation.
To fulfilling.
To fulfilling.
All that is in my book in heaven.
All that is in my book in heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank